Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive towards the mound. Houston reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pesky moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Williams reaches second base with a double. Pesky scores. DiMaggio moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell strikes out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culberson moves to third. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 1 in the game. Houston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Culberson scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbein fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield bunts for an out with unknown description. Kell moves to third. Evers moves to second. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards third. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Culberson moves to second. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewson bunts towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it, throws to third for one, and over to second, double play. Two outs. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Pesky moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw pinch hits for Dick Wakefield. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to third. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw now playing left field. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Culberson strikes out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb pinch runs for Roy Cullenbine. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Jimmy Bloodworth. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Johnny Lapon pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Lake reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Lapon goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell now playing first base. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Jimmy Outlaw now playing third base. Skeeter Webb now playing second base. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 4 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. DiMaggio hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 4 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Russell reaches second base with a double. Doerr goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.